Today is Sunday, September 9th, 2018, and this...
I got 19, Cass. You got 10, Sean. Except I know something. Your down card is a picture card. That means you got 20. My 19 isn't worth anything. I need 21.
Nicky, you want me to hit your 19?
Yeah, I do. You know why? Something's heavy on my shoulder, Cass. Luck is riding on my shoulder. Luck is right here with me. I want you to hit the 19 with the 2, because 19 and 2 is 21. That means I win. Give me my 2, Cass.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 661. Las Vegas,
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. I'm questioning the reason that I do everything now. Why do I push my microphone away during the opening clip?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Because you're afraid you'll say something?
I don't know. I don't know what my deal is today. Had an extra long, that intro clip today was a little longer than normal, but late, great Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do it. All right, so we've got some Vegas news to discuss. We have some idle speculation about things. We have some phone calls. Sounds like an action-packed show to me. What do you think?
Sure.
All right, before we jump in, let's thank some Patreon patrons for their ongoing support, including Bob Dickerson, Steve Grants, Rob Clark, The Nice Guys, Jim and Mary, and Rick Collins. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all.
We appreciate your support. If you want to support the show on a monthly basis, we'll throw some bonus content your way as a way of saying thank you once in a while, and you can visit patreon.com/500 for all the details. Thank you to all of our patrons for their support. Okay, some news this week. I get excited, as you know, whenever there's a new casino, hotel, resort, and announcements begin, because it's exciting to speculate and discuss and analyze. It's both entertaining and annoying at the same time. I often entertain and annoy myself simultaneously. And I feel like I often entertain and annoy you simultaneously as well.
More the entertained side.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. So a little surprised to hear that, but pleased nonetheless.
Why are you surprised?
I don't know. I feel like I annoy you most of the time.
No, you don't.
Okay. All right, we'll have to step up my annoyance game.
Please don't.
Let's talk about 18 Fremont, the as yet officially unnamed 18 Fremont project, and the related downtown casinos, Golden Gate and the D. There was an announcement, and I would consider this the first official announcement about an aspect of 18 Fremont. We really haven't had much other than this thing is coming. It's going to be a new hotel, resort, casino, but there haven't been any official announcements about what it includes. Now, we've managed to get some stuff out of paperwork filed with the city and things like that, but nothing official has been announced. Although I do understand that there are going to be some more official announcements coming this fall. So that's good. In the meantime, what we have learned is that there's going to be, and we knew this anyway, there's going to be a dope sports book.
Mm-hmm.
There I go using my 90s lingo again. There's going to be a sports book at 18 Fremont. And the announcements this week were that the 18 Fremont, Golden Gate, and the D sports books, there's not one at Golden Gate yet, but there's about to be. That's part of the announcement. They will be operated on their own independently. So right now, the D uses William Hill, mm-hmm. which is a service that has sports books throughout Las Vegas and elsewhere. And that's going to be going away. And coming in the third quarter of 2019, there will be a new sports book at Golden Gate. I believe that will be located in the remaining former DuPage space that is not being used. So if you've been to, well, even if you've been to Golden Gate recently, but not in the last few weeks, there have been some changes. We discussed after our trip that there's a new video poker and slot machine area.
Yep.
Which is lovely. They also remodeled their high limit card room, table game room, and they've added a high limit slot room right next to it. And that just opened like a week ago or something. Behind that, there is still space that is not being used. I believe that is where the sports book will be.
Okay.
My guess is that it would be accessible from the new video poker slot machine area. That would make the most sense, kind of how you used to get into Dupars.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's coming up next year, 2019. We'll have a new sports book at Golden Gate. And then the D sports book will be, the current one, will be replaced by a new independent sports book that is tied into the one at Golden Gate and eventually the one at 18 Fremont. I think this has not been announced. This is a speculation.
This is purely you.
Part of the speculation. I think that maybe that area up on the second floor of the D will be renovated.
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'm wrong, but I would throw it. I think that it would make sense for the sports book, which is relatively small, to be updated and tied into what is currently the Keno area.
Yeah.
I don't know if Keno is like super profitable or not, but either move or get rid of Keno, make a larger sports book up there, and then remodel View Bar to make it more of a sports bar. And there's kind of a, it seems like a lot of somewhat empty space by View Bar. I mean, there's a few, there's like some tables and stuff, but it seems like that could be used differently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. It seems like that would be ripe for redevelopment because View Bar hasn't really changed extensively since the Fitzgerald's days. Really? Did they do a complete remodel on that when they changed it to the D as far as the look? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I know they kept the name. Anyway, I think it would make sense for that to be a whole sports thing. Whether or not that happens, I don't know. 18 Fremont is going to have a stadium-style sports book, according to the announcement. So if you've been to Legacy Stadium, I would imagine it will be somewhat like that as far as the seating is concerned. Nothing like it downtown. I suspect this will quickly become the nicest sports book downtown. Most of them right now are pretty basic and often afterthoughts. They've already said it's going to be the largest single screen television in the city. Of course, along with countless other HD screens and personalized customer service kiosks. The other part of the announcement is that the Vegas Sports Information Network, which currently has a studio at South Point, will have a studio at the new 18 Fremont Casino as well. I don't know that it's going to replace the South Point one. I think maybe in addition to, but they'll be doing some broadcasting. That is an online service as well as a Sirius XM station, and they've got some really good programming on there if you're a sports geek. So I know the guys from the D, Derek and Mike Palm, and some of the other guys are on there with some frequency, so it's a good tie-in.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the largest single-screen television? Will that make it more exciting to watch your team lose?
I don't have a team. I'm assuming we're talking about football?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do not have a team.
And I don't mean specifically you.
Oh.
I mean the generic.
I would imagine it would make it more exciting for them to watch their teams compete in world-class sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a shot at Vikings fans already, week number one of the NFL season? Is that what you're getting at here?
No. I wasn't thinking of any particular team.
Well, the fact that you went with the lose angle instead of the win angle, I'm just speculating. Let's see, what else? There's going to be an app. They're developing a mobile app, which is great because
It's so convenient.
I love it. I've been using the William Hill app when I do bet on sports. And if I were to switch over to this sports book, I would use their app. Hopefully it is as robust as the William Hill app. It's, you know, you can bet on a lot of stuff on there. So I would hope that they go that route as well. I can't wait to see what that looks like. So this is great. Some new sports betting options. I could see the 18 Fremont, so they're doing the stadium seating and stuff. Mm-hmm. I could see them perhaps doing a themed sports book, but I'm curious to see whether there will be any tie-ins to at the D, of course, there's some tie-ins, at least in name, to Detroit, because mm-hmm. that's where Derek is from. And with the stadium kind of thing, will they do like a tip of the hat to the old Tiger Stadium? Will they, or the Michigan State Big House, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Curious if they'll go that route at all. I don't know. Speculation. That's what we do here.
I wonder if there will be tie-ins with, because they have a partnership with the Golden Knights.
They do.
So I wonder how that will.
A sponsorship kind of thing. Yeah. So there you go. They've hired.
They will not be losing on the big screen.
The Knights? Yeah. I hope not. They will be. They have hired a former Westgate Superbook employee to run the whole thing. So they've got. They've got a director of sports, and they've got plans, and hooray, more plans. Announce more stuff for us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. Yeah, new resorts. That's like my favorite part of what we do, is when there's new resort development,
mm-hmm.
and we have all this upcoming stuff to talk mm-hmm. about, and like, I wonder what it will look like, and what will they do this, and mm-hmm. that's fun.
And then speculating, and then finally going to see how it turned out,
yes.
and how those plans are executed.
Of course, the big thing that everyone is waiting for is, what is this place going to be called? We're mm-hmm. going to do some more speculation shortly after the news segment, and I'm going to provide some...
And you're going to pull some stuff out of your ass?
Somewhat out of my ass, somewhat not.
Okay.
You know how I am. I'm a geek. I like to research things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I find some information. I'm going to use that information to speculate.
Okay.
All right. Before
it's
that...
based in fact.
It's based on...
Based on...
Things.
Not fact, but...
It's based on...
Something concrete.
I don't
want to
go
found.
Into specifics, okay. but yes. Okay, let's talk more about things.
Okay.
On the strip at the link, there are a couple developments worth mentioning. The zip line is getting closer to opening. It is called Fly Link. They have a website at flylink.com. You can purchase tickets in advance for the November 9th opening. $20 and $30 are the prices. Before 5 p.m., and the difference in prices that they have, just like the Zipline Downtown, Slotzilla, mm-hmm. they have the seated option and the superhero pose option. At nighttime, it is a little bit more expensive, $25 and $35. And those are the online rates if you are going to wait and buy them in person, $5 more. Having gone on Slotzilla and enjoyed it,
mm-hmm.
are you thinking of trying the FlyLink Zipline?
Maybe.
You're not overly excited about it, but you would consider it.
I'd consider it. Okay. You know what I wouldn't consider? The zipline at the Rio.
We were watching...
Jersey Shore Vacation. Oh my God.
So that's
no.
like, it's different. It's a two-seater little thing. But
it's like a seatbelt. That's it. That does not look secure.
And like
I am not there for that.
The cables like sag. It doesn't seem...
Yeah. It doesn't
obviously,
seem safe.
It's been
I
open.
I mean, I'm sure it's safe, but... It does not feel safe to me. So
yeah.
No.
And it's up really, really, really high.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm already, I wouldn't do the zip line even because of my height issues, but mm-hmm. the roof-to-roof thing at Rio, nuh-uh. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. In addition to the other option, other things that you mentioned, the seatbelt only with no harness.
Yeah.
Like no neck harness kind of thing, or the... Shoulder harness, I mean, and mm-hmm. then the neck harness. You're being strangled as you. And then, yeah, the fact that it's just, I don't know, it doesn't seem, it's working. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't.
Nope.
All right. The other thing at the link worth noting is that their new sportsbook area is open. It is called The Book. It is in the former Tag Bar space that has been under renovations for a few months. I believe they're going to use the old sportsbook space, and I can't even tell you where the old sports book was. I think it was off in a corner somewhere. They're going to be repurposing that, likely for slot floor use. The new sports book has a lot of really, it looks nice, the pictures I've seen online. Mm-hmm. It's got lounge seating, a bunch of these like big television monitor towers scattered throughout the space.
It's kind of like they took the lobby at Cosmo and made it into a sports book with the columns,
they're like yeah. wider versions of that mm-hmm. with a lot more screens on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is that kind of feel to it. No, I understand. Okay, they also have the fan caves, which are sort of like sports cabanas. It's like a cabana version, sports book version of a pool cabana. And they have all kinds of stuff. They've got video game systems and a big 90-inch screen TV that you can divide in four and have four different games going at the same time. They have options where they give you a iPad-style device. You can play games on there. You can play sports bets on there. You can order food and drinks on there. The one thing that I've been seeing a lot of references to online from people who've checked it out is that the very nice lounge seating that you see in all the pictures, mm-hmm. they are charging for that.
Ooh.
So a lot of the seating is for a cost, at least during major sporting events. And I don't know. We'll see how that goes over. I can see, like, on an NFL Sunday, people won't necessarily hesitate to pay $50 if they're going to sit there all day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just going there for one game, you're probably not going to be too thrilled to do that. The fan caves seem like a decent option. I think they hold about up to six people, and the price I've seen is $500.
Hmm.
If you've got six people and you're going to sit there all day watching NFL games or March Madness, I don't know, who knows? They might charge more for some of these events.
Probably,
but
yeah.
That's not really all that bad. What else? They've got a food truck inside called Sticky Chicken. They have wings and sandwiches. They have, in addition to a full bar, they have 24 self-serve taps where you can, I believe, put money on a card and serve yourself. Of course, they have millennial games, so if you want to play some cornhole, you can.
Yeah.
And there's some sort of virtual reality stuff going on there, too. So mm-hmm. a lot going on at the book. It looks lovely. I look forward to checking it out next time we're in Vegas.
Does everything have to have cornhole now?
Everything has to have millennial games and virtual reality.
Okay.
That is the law now.
All right.
Anything
the
new.
The law of the land.
Virtual reality. If you're going to upgrade or change or open something new, you have to put in virtual reality. All right, there is, we've been talking a lot about Park MGM because, of course, that's been undergoing renovations for the last 17 years in its transition from Monte Carlo, and there was a previously announced restaurant from a chef named Roy Choi. The name has been announced. The name is Best Friend.
Hmm.
What do you think of that name for a restaurant?
I'm indifferent.
Kind of precious, don't you think? It's a little... I don't like those feel-good restaurant names. Like, I think around...
You like restaurant names that make you feel shitty about yourself.
No, but, like, I think... Isn't there a place in the Twin Cities called, like, the Good Day Cafe?
Yeah.
And there's a Good Friends. There's all kinds of... It's like, what... It just... It feels a little...
A little precious?
I don't know. It's weird. So, anyway, Best Friend is going to be opening.
Is it locally sourced? Is it farm to table?
You know, they've got all that crap on there. I haven't looked at the Best Friend website, but yeah, I'm sure it's all you can find. Yeah.
Do they get their food by foraging?
I don't know what the fuck they do. Everything annoying that could be done to get the food, I'm sure they do it and promote it. The plan is for this place to open by the end of the year. According to Bloomberg, they're going to serve a variety of dishes from Roy Choi's L.A. restaurants, so rice bowls, Korean barbecue.
I do love Korean barbecue.
Well, we might have to try this despite the lame name, you know. As we've talked about many times and will shortly, when it comes to names, it doesn't really matter if the place is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have really good food, what the hell? The entrance, so they're going for kind of the pseudo speakeasy feel to this place as well.
Kind of like Beauty in Essex.
Yeah, they're going to have it's called the Liquor Store, but it's actually functional. It's going to be a bar and gift shop. That's your entrance into the restaurant, and then there's a tunnel from there that brings you into Best Friend.
Mm.
You can enter Roy Choi's Best Friend through the tunnel at the Liquor Store. I don't know what that... will be like, but
that was a lot, right?
It
there.
Is a lot. It is a lot. So you can keep an eye out for that at Park MGM, formerly Monte Carlo, in December. There have been a bunch of renovations happening at Palazzo, and there's a new cocktail lounge there. If you are not yet tired of swanky, comfortable places to get $18 drinks, you have another option at Palazzo. It's called Electra Cocktail Club. Again, the design looks really cool. It has this reminded me of the Cosmo lobby things too. Mm. They have a big 40-foot screen that changes with different artsy kind of videos on it. It's supposed to tell some sort of story, I think, too, but the pictures I saw just look like swirly art and shit. Mm-hmm. So this joins a couple other relatively recent cocktail bar additions at Palazzo. They have a place called Rosina, which focuses on classic cocktails, has kind of an art deco theme to it. That looks pretty cool. Have not been there yet. And then, of course, the Dorsey, which opened, I don't know, sometime in the last year or so, in the old what was that cool rock bar that we liked?
The Bourbon Room?
The Bourbon Room. Isn't that where the Dorsey is now?
I can't remember.
They have a lot of bars at Venetian. We don't get Venetian and Palazzo, we don't get down there often. But anyway, you've got a lot of cocktail bar choices if you want to dump some money on cocktail
booze,
bars.
Yeah.
So there you have it. One other item, since we were speaking about millennial games earlier in the show, there's a place at MGM Grand called Level One.
Level Up.
Called Level Up. Is Level One a movie? Why do I have that in my head?
I don't know.
It's just a floor on an elevator, I guess. Anyway, Level Up, they've had a combination of arcade games and some different gambling options. And this was MGM Grand's... You having trouble there?
Yeah.
Throwing a blanket over your microphone? MGM Grand's attempt at having their millennial area, which, again, it's entertaining as hell to watch so many of the places scramble to try to get younger gamblers. Mm-hmm. And they're trying all these different things. Apparently, parts
of... paying off their student loans.
Yeah, exactly. Parts of Level One appear to be working because it still has... video games and a small selection of slot machines and bar top video poker. However, they've apparently ditched all that stadium style gambling they had, where they have like rows of for blackjack and roulette, electronic blackjack, electronic roulette, and electronic craps. They've ditched that, according to the website Vegas Changes. So there's now just a lot of places to sit, which that's the other thing that they always do when they put in any areas aimed at millennials.
They love sitting.
They love sitting, according to casino marketing folks.
I do enjoy a good sit every now and then.
Oh, I enjoy a good sit too, but I don't need a special area just for that. I could combine it with, say, a bar or a restaurant or a slot machine. I don't need a dedicated seating area that's just for sitting. All right, good luck to you, MGM. They're still trying to figure it out. And that's what's happening in Las Vegas news this week. Okay, before we get to phone calls, as I mentioned, we want to do some idle speculation. Is idle the correct word for me to be using here, or am I doing that correctly? All right, so we love the Vegas resort name announcements. It's a time of excitement for many of us Vegas nerds, and even more so for those of us who are always trying to find out what the name is going to be, a time of anxiety and... general internet time wastage. As I said, ultimately, these things really don't matter once the property opens and you
go in, you have a good time.
You judge it based on the time you have there. Is it fun? Does the food taste good? Is it a rousing experience that immerses me in farm-to-table freshness? And then you make your decision. But until then, we get to bitch about the name of whatever it is. So right now, we're waiting for the name of the 18 Fremont project to be announced. And I guarantee, whatever the name is, there will be a high level of bitching about it on the internet. And that will be fun to watch. And then we'll all end up having a really good time the first time we get drunk there. And we'll forget about it. But in the meantime, we're trying to figure out what the fuck the name's going to be called. And I think we're getting closer to a name announcement. At least I hope so.
I hope so, too.
And I've decided, given all the amount of time I've wasted trying to figure out what it is, that we should talk about it.
Okay.
I need to get this out of my system.
All right. I will allow that.
So what we're going to do, based on some of the things that I have found in my...
sleuthery,
I have a list of 5 options... It may be none of these. Option number 6, as you'll hear, will be something else. I'm going to read the options that I have.
Not the literal words, something else.
It could be that.
The
Who
something
knows?
Else hotel and casino.
That's not that bad. The marketing behind that?
Yeah.
Join us. It's something else. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to assign a percentage. To each of these, and if you'd like to do so, you're welcome to.
Okay.
Of the likelihood that this is the name. No, you're...
I'm not... No, no.
Okay. Well, you can... If you think that I'm low or high, feel free to yell at me and tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, I get to yell at you. Okay.
Yeah, why not? It'll be fun. Okay, so I'm going... And the percentages at the end will add up to 100%.
Okay.
That's how it works. Okay? Because you can't say, like, there's a 30% chance, and then you can't have another one that's 90%. No. That doesn't make sense. Okay, so. All right. And I would like to say that my percentages that I'm assigning have nothing to do with whether or not I like the name or think it's a good idea. It's just my opinion of
how likely
I think it will be. All right. Shall we begin?
Yes, Lisa.
Option number one, 18 Fremont. That's what we've been calling it.
Yep.
It already has some familiarity. So for those of us who are Vegas nerds who've been talking about this for 2 years, there's some comfort. And it doesn't, it kind of works. Like, I wouldn't be particularly bothered if it was just called 18 Fremont. Do I
think it will be? No.
You don't?
I don't.
I don't either, and that's why I'm giving it 5%. I almost said 0%, but that's not, no, there's a 5% chance.
Yeah, there's a tiny chance.
I would have maybe rated it higher, but in the press release related to the sports book stuff, I believe it said something about the 18 Fremont project, which will, I think there was something about the name being announced soon. So that leads me to believe this is not the name. So there you go.
Okay.
Option one, 18 Fremont.
Low probability.
Low probability in my mind. Option number two. Oh, and I will say, these could, there could be, well, there could or there could not be a variation. So I've cobbled together kind of a name. Like, it could be the something resort and casino, or it could be the something. Anyway.
It could have the on it. It could have not.
Right.
Not have the on it.
Exactly. So variations of, but you get the idea. Option number two, the Monaco Las Vegas. So the Monaco, of course, is, you know, James Bond movie location.
The Monaco or just Monaco?
Monaco. The country is Monaco. I'm saying the Monaco. Oh, it could be Monaco, Las Vegas. Could be Monaco. I don't know.
It sounds too much like Monte Carlo to me.
And well, Monte Carlo is the casino in in Monaco.
I feel like that's been done already.
Yeah.
That doesn't need to be done again.
Yeah, and I don't think, based on like the renderings that we've seen, it doesn't have a Monaco feel to me.
And yeah, that would feel like old school.
Yeah, seems like it would be need to be a more kind of classic.
Yeah,
older look.
Yeah, from the renderings I've seen, you know, they're going to be like modern light walls. And,
yeah,
yeah.
So for that reason, despite the fact that I do have it on my list for reasons not disclosed here, based on my sleuthing, I'm giving it 5%. Option number three. Are we having fun?
Sure.
All right. I bet Al has an erection right now. Al from San Diego. He lives for this shit.
please talk about something else.
There's a thought I didn't mean to put in your head. All right. Option number three.
I love Al, but I don't need that mental image. Thank you.
Sundance. This would be a throwback to the original name of the casino that is now the D. That was the name of it before it was Fitzgerald's. And there was a Sundance West, and that was located where Mermaids was most recently located. And that is part, that's going to be part of the space. The old Mermaids building is part of the space where this casino will be built. So if we wanted to go back to a classic name, well, I don't know if it's classic because a lot of people don't even know about it. If you try to find photos of Sundance, like the D when it was Sundance, there's like three photos in existence. You can't find shit online. It's ridiculous. And same with Sundance West. There's not a lot floating around there online. It was only Sundance West for like 3 or 4 years in the late 70s. But nonetheless, it's an option, Sundance. I'm giving it 8%.
Okay.
Slightly more than the other two, but still not a high percentage.
Why not?
Why not? It doesn't feel, again, the look of the place. I don't think, I don't know. I just don't see, the old Sundance had like neon fire and all this stuff.
Ooh.
I suppose it's possible. Again, all these are possible.
But it how just, possible?
It just doesn't strike me as a high likelihood of going back to Sundance. But it could happen. Number three, what am I on? Four. Number four of five. This one's been out there. It's not going to be a surprise to anyone who's been paying attention. Grandissimo Las Vegas, something like that. Many people believe this will be the name. Some people have been referring to the property already online as Grandissimo, based on the fact that Derek Stevens trademarked that name several years ago when Dr. Dave's great book about Jay Sarno came out. Mm-hmm. Talked a lot about the Grandissimo project that never happened on the strip. So, and I believe at the summit last year, our live event, that Derek said that this was in the running. He called for requests from people. If anybody mm-hmm. had any suggestions for names, he said Grandissimo was one of the options, and he was looking for a few more. So I'm giving this, even though some people think this is a sure thing, this is what it's going to be, 15%.
Okay.
Am I high, low? What do you think?
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't care.
I mean, I care a little, but not as much as you care.
I know. I'm such a dork.
No, it's okay. I don't have any attachment, I guess.
No, I don't either, but I like speculation.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can play along at home, too. You can, anyway. One more, and then, okay. The last one, and I'll tell you why.
Dramatic pause.
Well, there's a chance, there's a fairly good chance in my mind
mm-hmm.
that the name will be something nobody has ever considered or heard of or thought of, because the word or name does not exist anywhere else. So we see this with companies all the time.
Yes.
And part of the reason is because things like trademarks and domain names and all those mm-hmm. things, it's hard to get the stuff, the property, that you need to promote it, the rights to use the name. So we'll see companies do things like combine multiple words and create their own names.
Like Thrivent.
Thrivent is a good example. A former employer of yours. Initech. Mm-hmm. Interprobe, Intertrode, whatever mm-hmm. those names from Office Space were. It happens all the time now. There's just these names that sort of sound like something else.
Oh, and like all the drug commercials?
All of those, yes. Abilify.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would be an option for this property.
Abilify?
Not Abilify. Abilify Resort and Casino.
Yeah.
In a way, it almost works. So based on that little lead up, my fifth name option is Infinity Resort and Casino. So
spelled I-N-F-I-N-I.
Yes, like infinity, but mm-hmm. not infinity. Just Infinity.
Infinity.
I believe that would be how it would be pronounced. I don't mm-hmm. know. I'm giving this one, I feel like I need to have something that's a higher percentage than the previous ones. I'm not going crazy and saying like 70%.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 25%.
Okay.
And that leaves us with 42% of something else.
Mm-hmm.
So despite the fact I've put together this list of five, a large part of me thinks, no, it's not going to be any of these, even though these are all
workable.
Maybe somewhere yeah. in the mix, or have been at least at some point. Now, when Derek called for people to provide their ideas, I had multiple people after the summit tell me that they had approached him and suggested the summit as mm-hmm. a name. But I haven't seen anything that leads me to believe.
Well, based on what you just said
trademarks
about trademarking
and
getting your domain names and all that
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be hard to do.
Yeah. But who knows? We'll see. If that one were to happen, it would be hilarious because I know there are multiple people who would claim that that was their idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then they could wrestle over it. They could mud wrestle over it in the middle of the D casino or something. Speaking of bad ideas. So there you go. I don't know. What do you think? Was this the dumbest thing I've ever done on the show?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right. I'm going to feel good about that then, I think. For the sake of conversation, what would be the dumbest thing I've ever done on the show?
I don't know, but
I love your honest opinions. All right. There you go. Those are my thoughts. I'm not sure what I want this thing to be called.
Tip of the week.
Tip of the week was so basic.
It's funny, though.
All right. I was going to pull up the tip of the week theme. I don't think I have it on here. Too old. I don't keep such things on here. All right. there are like three people who are going to think consider that a fond memory.
Aw.
All right, let's do some phone calls since we've gotten through our speculation segment. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did. I hope others enjoyed it as well.
And I'm sure it'll be very controversial. There will be discussion that will ensue. Maybe I'll post a poll on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Of these options, which do you think is the most likely? And then we'll have all kinds of... The problem with those things, whenever the name comes up, there'll be people, I think it should be called The Mint. And like, The Mint probably is not available.
Right.
I try to keep it towards things that I have reason to believe could be actual options. So they're not going to call it the fucking Sands. Mm-mm. So don't even throw that out there as a suggestion.
No, is this going to become like a next door poll?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be just like that. Where none of the options make any sense.
And are these gunshots or fireworks?
Oh, speaking of the Facebook group, since I'm bitching about that.
Oh.
My request, and this is one of the things I've added, I revamped the guidelines for the group. Facebook added a thing where they actually have a rules section now.
Oh.
So I moved the stuff and I consolidated some of them and I tidied them up. But one of the things, the thing that I added, and this is a request, because Facebook is not the ideal forum for anything, but you know, it serves us. No, it's hard to organize and keep things tidy. And
yeah, it's hard to have threads.
Yeah, well, that's exactly, it's hard to have threads. So that's my request for people who are posting things, like if they're in Las Vegas and they're going to be posting updates throughout their trip, would be to post subsequent additions as comments to their initial post, rather than have 8 different discussions going.
Day 1, day 2. Yeah.
Well, your trip is very interesting to you. It's easier for people to follow if they don't look at 8 different threads. It's easier and more tidy if they can just look at all the stuff together. So
you like things that are tidy.
I like keeping things tidy. So I would ask folks to do that. And if you don't do that and you happen to notice that you posted 6 things and 5 of them are gone, that's why they were deleted. Got to keep it
heavy hand with the deletions.
No, I've been pretty decent about it lately. Yeah. I haven't been too, but once in a while. Like, do we really need one person to post 4 different things about the same topic? I'm not going to be specific because I don't want to embarrass anybody. All right, moving along. I try to be nice.
You try.
I have a it's a constant struggle being me. I know, and you're going to, yeah, I know what you're thinking. It's worse for you. I know. You get to put up with it.
I do.
Should we take some phone calls, take our mind off how annoying I am? Let's do that.
Annoying.
Hi, yes. This is Kyle. I am a first-time caller, veteran survivor. Recent trip, my wife and I went out for 5 days. We stay at our favorite place, D. New places on our trip. We went to Top of the World at Stratosphere. Really good place. If you're afraid of heights, which neither of us are, I wouldn't recommend it. But amazing view for dinner, good food. Prices were on the higher side, but still a great meal. Other great places we went to first time, went to the Griffin on Fremont Street. Awesome place. Been there 2-3 times a year, and I never go in. Finally went in. It's like Hogwarts. Great menu, friendly staff. Other great places, went to the park on Fremont, the little for brunch, excellent place as well. Service was a little slow for brunch that day, and they kept messing up our order, but they took care of it, and the owner came out and apologized and was really sorry, and it was great food, so no complaints. We'll go back to both of those places. Other reviews, went to the Monte Carlo. My wife and I refused to call it the Park MGM. Checked that out for the first time. Had drinks at Juniper. Wouldn't recommend it. It's kind of like the Dorsey, but not. Service was slow, and drinks were higher than Dorsey, not as creative. Primrose is a great place, though. Great drink. Had some samples of food. They let us try a couple things. Highly recommend Primrose. So those are the places. We're hoping to get back out again in next summer for our 10th anniversary in New York House. So love the show. It kind of keeps me in my fix when I'm not able to go out twice a year. So keep up the great work. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for the call. Thanks for the reports on Park MGM stuff.
Mm-hmm. We've been to Top of the World.
Long time ago.
Despite your hatred of heights.
Yeah, but if
it... But it's enclosed, so enclosed it's heights not,
are not a problem.
Yeah.
Even open... Like, I'm fine at Voodoo Lounge at the top of Rio or stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's different. It's different type of... Like, I'm fine in an enclosed glass elevator.
I'm not. That is one thing that freaks me the hell out.
That's weird. I mean, that's not weird. It's just weird that we have these different variations. Mm-hmm. I don't know, height issues. I'm fine in airplanes. But if I'm walking across a bridge...
Yeah.
Not great.
I'm not as bad with that.
Yeah.
Or you hate staircases that
open
have
stairs.
Open
stairs. Yeah, not good with those.
Open slats.
Which is
weird
because, like, what, I'm going to fall through the slats in the stairs? That's not logical at all. I don't know. I don't know where this comes from. Probably when I was a child, I fell down. This explains a lot, too. I fell down a flight of steps when I was, like, two or something. It probably has something to do with that. A lot of things probably have. I was banged up pretty bad.
Did you hit your head?
Yeah, I had like carpet burns on my face.
Whoa.
That explains a lot too, I know. All right, moving along. Next caller.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Ray from Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. We're halfway through our 4-day trip, staying at the area. It's a nice room. You guys were talking about the changes in showers and the walls or missing walls. This one's kind of odd. I find you walk through the shower to get to the bathtub. It's not, I guess, a big deal, but my wife did not enjoy having a bath when I was splashing her from my shower. Anyway, saw Beatles Love last night. I didn't fall asleep, but it is very artsy-fartsy, and I don't know. Saw Opium tonight, and yes, it was their free ticket deal. But it was a lot of fun. I was all prepared to be a hater and walk out. But it was some silly fun, and I laughed quite a bit. It tries to be as good as Absent, but it definitely is not. Hopefully I'll call back later with some more trip updates. Bye for now.
All right. Thank you for that call. Right in time for Max to voice his concern with something. Neighbor mowing or something.
I hear a lawnmower.
Most of the Opium reviews have been skewing positive now. Like I think they got off to a rough start. They had some negative reviews, but more of them have been skewing positive. And Love is not the Cirque show that people fall asleep in. That's O.
By people, you mean you.
I mean me, and there have been several reports on the Facebook group of others who have fallen asleep during O. Yes, it's a very relaxing environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good nap, though. I'm not saying it's worth the cost of admission, but it's a good nap. All right. Moving along.
They're going to put that on the next promotional poster. A good nap.
That would be a dream come true to have a stupid quote of mine on a promotional poster for a Las Vegas show. There's probably some openings these days, but I won't get into that. Next up.
Hey, podcasting is Tim and Michelle. It's Cam and Patty McIntosh from Canada. I'm at the Park Theater, just going to use the facilities and maybe grab another 32-ounce beer. It was the first night of the Queen and Adam Lambert concert at the Park MGM. It's phenomenal. If you are a Queen fan, you will love it. We did see the original band 40 years ago. It's not quite the same, but oh my God, it's fabulous. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up. If you're in town and they're playing, I would probably skip.
All right. Thanks for that review.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been getting good reviews.
Good.
As they have on previous tours. Not a surprise at all. Glad to hear that you've enjoyed it, though. Especially considering the fact that you actually saw the original band. That's awesome. Alrighty. Next up.
500. This is Jay from Indiana.
Hello.
I was in Vegas about 6 weeks ago. I'm a little late on the report. Wanted to go over a couple things that I did. I did see the Evel Knievel jumps with Travis Pastrana at Caesars. Very cool. Very long. Took forever to wait and wait and wait. Kind of felt like it was hurry up and wait.
It was equally tedious watching it on TV.
Use Lyft a lot. I have noticed the Lyft drivers are not talking as much.
Yay.
Maybe it was just coincidence, but I think we had one driver that talked the entire time. The rest of the time they just sat there quietly. I don't know if it's because they had a couple Midwest dorks in there or what, but who knows. We did hit the Sky Lounge up for the happy hour. It is awesome. The miniature bratwurst was awesome. We did hit up a cannabis place, and they have two types of cannabis. So if you're wanting to shop around, something to make you a little happy or something to make you go a little slow, they have either. We did hit downtown. The speakeasy, at the time that we were there, we needed no password. I don't know if that was just the day. Maybe they were short on help, but no password was needed. We also hit El Cortez. We played $5 blackjack there, and there is, in the Pit Boss area, they have coolers of beer on ice. It's nothing special. It's Bud Light, Miller Light, things like that. But you can sit there and just get dog drunk, you know, getting beer brought right to you, not even waiting for a cocktail waitress. That's a pretty good tip you may want to look out for. Also, we did go downtown, dust it off with some Evil Pie, watched a good band, Alter Ego. They were a good cover band, a lot of 80s and 90s stuff. We were going to see Absinthe as well. We just have issues with actually going around and doing it. I'm not sure why, but my wife and I, we always plan to watch, and then we end up not. So outside of that, we did finish our last night at Ellis Island. Their barbecue is excellent. It's cheap, quarter chicken and quarter ribs for $14.95. The gambling was great as well. That's probably our favorite place to gamble this last trip. It was just a short three-day trip. So I do appreciate you taking the call. I hope it helped anybody that needs it. And you guys are great. Have a good one.
Thank you very much for your report. We appreciate that and the kind words as well. I like the idea of having the, and we noticed this when we were at El Cortez, but having the chilled beer in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
That's convenient. I like that. I'm sure the cocktail waitresses might have mixed feelings about it because they're probably losing out on some tips, but if they had a couple cocktail waitresses that was it, like they just, that was it. They were in the pit serving people beer, but maybe that wouldn't work efficiency wise. I don't know. I like the speed of that because when I want a cold beer, I don't want to have to, plus it loses some of its chill on the way from the service bar to the
therefore
pit.
You lose some of your chill.
I might, you never know. All right. Final call.
Hello, Tim and Michelle. This is Kellen from Indiana. Just wanted to make a quick call. Haven't heard anybody talk about the T-Mobile tours, but the behind-the-scenes tours. As a Golden Knights fan, it was really, really cool. Got to go around the Hyde Lounge, the Jack Daniels Lounge, Bill Foley's suite, his private suite, and down the players' tunnel. The Knights locker room is owned by the team. You're not allowed to go in there, but we went in the visiting locker room. And then what they hope will be the home NBA locker room that Jim Mirren hopes to have in the next 5 years, according to them. I'm going to post some photos to the Facebook page, but I just wanted to call in. And if anybody is a Golden Knights fan, which I hope there are some of them, great behind-the-scenes tour. Thanks.
That would be cool to do.
It would be, yeah. I like seeing, I've mentioned this several times, I like when I'm in a very public place that's normally very crowded and there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a freak. All right. Thanks to our callers. We do appreciate it. If you'd like to call, the phone number is 702-866-9494. We appreciate your voicemail messages. All right. Before we go, we have a few karma donations to thank people for, including Matthew. He said, thank you for the hilarious and wonderful podcast. Oh, that makes me feel nice.
Thank you.
Heading to Vegas for his 10th trip on today.
Yay.
Today.
Yay.
Have fun. Hope you're having a wonderful time. Greg, second of three trips in 10 weeks.
Nice.
Oh, man. That's an action-packed schedule. Taking a low roller buddy, James, on a three-day guy trip, hoping to recover some of the cash he left there last month. And said, thanks for everything we do. Well, we appreciate your support. Thank you so much. And hope you guys have a great time. Finally, Jason with a karma donation for a downtown-focused trip Sunday through Wednesday of this week. Staying at the D for the first time. Going with a couple friends. Going to give the two-bedroom suite a try. I like those D suites. They're awesome. Very nice. And said thanks for all the great content on the show. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for the support. We do appreciate it. Thank you all so much. You're wonderful. And thank you for putting up with mostly me. You're easy to put up with.
Sometimes.
I'm a pain in the ass. I know. I know where I stand. I know how all this works. But it's still really fun. All right. You can find us at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us at 500@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And, of course, that voicemail line again is 702-866-9494. We'll be back sometime in the future. You like those vagaries? We'll be back soon with another show. Until then, thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we hope you have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.